afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so honored and pleased that you are here with me today. It's one of those shows, it's just me and you. I actually, when I schedule these shows, usually I schedule them ahead of time, and it was supposed to be a couple of weeks ago, except that I decided to bring on that emergency room doctor, Dr. Shah, to come on, because I felt that was an important thing to talk about. So I actually put off my own show with just me and you. So it's today. So I'm glad you're with me. I hope you will enjoy this show. Today we're talking all about personal responsibility. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I love Mike Dooley. He's actually doing a live stream later today, which I really wanted to listen to, but I have another meeting at the same time, so I'm kind of double booked. But Mike, I love you. And from Abraham. Okay, so let's get started with our quotes of the day. First, from the Universe. The thing to remember, to always remember, is that what you do or don't do today is what matters most. Start your engines, the Universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe. Today, reminding us, very much in alignment with our theme for the day, is that what really matters is what are we doing today? What are we doing right now, right here, in this present moment? Yesterday is already gone. Tomorrow has not yet happened. It's all about today. And today is all we have. Okay, Patty says, audio was a little wonky. Hopefully, Patty, you let me know. Thank you, loyal listener, if this sounds better. Hopefully this is better. Today is all we have. Today is the moment in which we live. Tomorrow hasn't happened yet. The past is already gone. So what we have and what matters most is what we're doing right here, right now, in this present moment. And that's really where all the magic lies. That's really where everything that we want, all of the joy, the happiness, the fulfillment, the peace, the surrender, it all happens in this very moment, today, not tomorrow. Many times people say that, oh, well, when this happens, then I'll be happy. Or when that happens, then I'll feel better. Or, you know, I have this tendency, of we put conditions on when we will feel something based on some external circumstance, which may or may not be happening right here, right now. And if we really pay attention to the teachers about how to live the most joyful, fulfilled life, it's about taking off all those conditions. It's about saying that I don't care what's going on outside. I don't care what my external circumstances are. I am going to choose to be happy, to be joyful, to be contemplative, to be whatever it is we want to be in the moment. Now, sometimes how we decide to be is, you know, is definitely affected by what's going on around us. You know, something happens. We decide, well, you know, I need to think about this a little while. I need to sit with it. Then we sit with it. We're sitting with it right here, right now. And so it's not what we do tomorrow. It's not what we did yesterday. It's what do we focus on? What are we doing right here, right now? And if we stop using our external circumstances as excuses for why we feel the way we feel, we can then really do what most lifts us up. We can then really be present to the things that really matter most to us right here, right now, in this moment. And so especially with everything going on right now, I think this is really important to remember, because it's easy to, you know, get caught in the news and just pay attention to what everyone is saying and talking about with this pandemic. And then we miss the opportunity to pay attention to what's going on with us right here, right now, in our homes, in our apartments, in wherever we are. And this is a lot of what we're going to talk about today, because all these external distractions are kind of stripped away. So it's, what are we going to pay attention to right here, right now? You want to live a happier life? Choose to be happier right here, right now. Maybe happiness is too far away, and right now you just want to feel some peace. What is it that brings you peace? Do you remember feeling peaceful? Can you cultivate that feeling inside yourself? Can we just sit and say, okay, oh, I remember when I was in the park last year, and it was a beautiful summer day, and it just felt so good just to sit here and be in the sunshine and lay on the grass, and that felt very peaceful. Can we cultivate that and bring that up in this moment, even if we're not sitting on the grass outside in the park right now? That is how we cultivate what we're doing today, right here, right now. What is it we want to feel? What is it we want to experience? Yes, there may be certain restrictions on what we can experience. Believe me, there are so many people out there I really want to give a hug to right now. I'm giving you all a virtual hug through the ethers, which I can't do physically. But believe me, once things are better and social distancing is a thing of the past, or physical distancing actually is a thing of the past, then lots of people are going to get lots and lots and lots of hugs. But right now, maybe I just need to hug myself. So, wonderful quote from the universe reminding us that it's about what we're doing today. Okay, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. You don't have to take the bad with the good. Why include the bad in the vibration? Only include the good in the vibration. And then only the good can come to you. Abraham. So this is really a kind of a corollary to the law of attraction, and it really sort of explains Abraham's basic philosophy, which is that that which is like unto itself is drawn. That when we resonate at a certain vibration, that when we feel good, that's what brings good things to us. And indeed, not in this quote, but in many things Abraham has said before, it's actually when we use something to say, okay, this makes me feel good, it's really an excuse. It's not about the thing itself. It's about, again, sort of taking responsibility for where our attention, where our focus, and what are we doing today, and what are we cultivating today within ourselves. Again, I understand, and it is so, so difficult to cultivate a sense of beauty and harmony and good feelings if you're an emergency room doctor, if you're dealing with patients coming in, day out, and you're losing, you know, 3, 4, 5% of them. I don't know what the mortality rates are now. And yet there are always ways to shift our perspective and shift the way we operate in the world, that it doesn't have to cause us to be depressed or angry or upset or whatever it is that is our normal operating system. Viktor Frankl, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he was a psychologist during World War II and was in the Nazi concentration camps. And even in these most horrific, horrific places, he was able to find beauty. He was able to find peace. He found people who were able to really live a life of meaning, even in these most horrid conditions. And what we're experiencing now, it's nothing compared to living in a concentration camp in World War II. So what does that tell us? It tells us that it is our duty, it is our choice, it is our free will to decide how we show up in the moment, regardless of what is going on around us. It is up to us. And my hearts and prayers go out to everyone who has either lost a loved one, is in fear of losing a loved one to this disease that's going around. I refuse to speak its name on my show. Believe me, I do empathize with you. I've lost loved ones. My mom died last May, at 99 and a half, thankfully. But my dad died when I was a teenager in high school. Look, we all experience loss. And that loss can be painful. It can be difficult. What kind of meaning we make from it, the stories we tell ourselves about it, how we choose to feel about it is up to us. Now, look, I'm not saying we need to deny our feelings. Of course not. We need to process our feelings. We need to be present to them. The interesting thing is, the more present we are to them, the faster we move through them. But if we want to find a way to be more optimistic, more hopeful, to be more enlightened, lighter, for lack of a better term, we can always find ways. And the thing that always gives me solace when I think about losing people is the basic law of thermodynamics that says that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, it merely transforms state. The energy of anyone and everyone who has ever lived on this planet has not been destroyed. It has transformed state. Can we touch them? Can we feel them? No. We can feel them inside, though. And that energy still exists. Nobody ever truly dies. Their physical body dies. But the essence, the soul, the spirit of who and what that person was lives on. And as long as we keep them in our hearts, as long as we remember the love that we had for them, there is no reason why that relationship cannot still lift us up even decades after the person has passed. It's all a choice of how we choose to interpret, make meaning, and form our identity around what we've experienced. We have no choice for what life brings us. Things happen that we have absolutely no control over. But what we have 100% control over, and where our responsibility lies, is in how we respond to whatever is going on around us. And that is what we're going to be talking about throughout the show today. So, two wonderful quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. I always love these quotes. And actually, I want to put a word out there. I would love to get Mike Dooley on my show. If anybody listening to this show, whether you're listening live, you're listening to the recording or the podcast, If you have any way of putting me in touch with Mike Dooley or his people for me to try and arrange to get him on the show, I would be so thrilled. It would totally light me up. So I'm just putting that out there because, you know, you have to ask the universe for what you want. So I'm putting it out there. If anyone could please help me in that, it would be truly, truly appreciated. Okay, great. So it's time for me to take our first break, very short break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about, well, we already started talking about it, but we're going to continue to talk about our responsibility, our personal responsibility during this time, and how we just can't get away from it. So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, on Facebook Live, all over the place. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I really appreciate, you know, all my loyal listeners. I see Patty and Sanaya on the Facebook Live today. I'm sure there are more of you out there. I'm just might not be seeing you. So listen, today is one of these shows. It's just me and you. So please feel free to put in your comments, your questions. I promise that, you know, whatever you want to talk about, we'll get to today, although our basic theme is all around personal responsibility. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this, and this is also an opportunity for me to be kind of vulnerable, is it's been a bit of an issue for me. And it's realizing that, you know, during this time, we're all in lockdown, we're at home. We're not going out. We're not seeing friends. I mean, yes, I'm on tons of networking calls and I'm connecting with people virtually. But at the end of the day, you know, there are no excuses. We're here right now and there's really not much that we can... Oops, I'm sorry, moving the camera around, trying to get me centered. Okay. We're here... And what we do is really up to us. And what I mean by that is whether we exercise or not, it's up to us. It's up to me. right? Whether I exercise or not is up to me. Whether I eat healthy or not is up to me. Whether I'm taking care of myself is up to me. Am I meditating? Am I doing the things that I need to do in order to stay healthy while I'm inside all day long? You see, by kind of being in this quarantined environment, it strips away all of those external distractions and those external, I don't know what you'd call it, interferences with this notion of us being able to do what we need to do. You see, there's no one to blame if we don't exercise. It's all on us. It's all on me. If I don't, you know, get up, or I don't feel like, you know, putting in the extra half hour, even 20 minutes in the morning before I start my day, that's on me. There's nobody else I can blame. I can't say I don't have enough time. How much additional time? Now, look, I'm not saying, you know, some of us aren't busier. I'm definitely busier now than I was when I was going into the office every day. But it's so easy when you say, well, I have to commute, I have to drive to work, I have to get this done, I have to get that done. You know, there's all these external things. So we use them as an excuse not to really take care of ourselves and not to really pay attention to the things that need to be paid attention to. But now that we're all stuck at home, not all of us, most of us are stuck at home, believe me. Many, many people are going to the, are going to the hospitals, are going to places out there to work, to take care of sick people. Like, I know that, but for the majority of us, we're home, right? The majority of us are having to work virtual. The majority of us are here with ourselves, and we really don't have a choice in the matter. So for us who are here at home, it's really up to us to now take responsibility, because it's so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so in our face now that, you know, it's like we can't avoid the responsibility. We can't avoid seeing the truth of the situation, that it's all up to us, right? We're eating at home now, so we get to decide, you know, how healthy or unhealthy we eat. It's up to us to decide how much exercise we get or we don't get. It's up to us to decide to check in with us, and are we feeling good, or, you know, are we taking care of our emotional needs, our physical needs? Now, I was looking around a bit about you know, personal responsibility. And there's this wonderful website called Loner Wolf that I recently found. And it's by this couple out in Australia who put it together. And I really like their stuff. And they have a blog post called How to Take More Personal Responsibility. And so I took a look at it. I printed out some things from that article, which I thought were really good, and I wanted to sort of include in the discussion today. And again, I want this to be a discussion. So come on, if you're watching on Facebook, you know, put your questions in the comments section. I will get to it. May take me a minute or two to notice it, but definitely put them in there. So this is between me and you. So one of the things that they talk about in the article, first let's talk about sort of why do we avoid taking responsibility for ourselves? Why do we just not naturally do it? You know, there's some people who are really good at it. There are some people who, I don't know, maybe just their upbringing, their environment, their genes, I don't know. But some people are just, you know, really solid and strong on this. I am not one of those people. Okay, so what they say in this article of some of the most common reasons why we avoid taking responsibility for ourselves. The first is very simple. It's just a lack of self-awareness. And that self-awareness, that lack of self-awareness sort of disconnects us from what we truly need, what we truly want, and what we truly value. And by being disconnected to what we truly need, you know, I always say, look, you can't give from a cup that's half empty. You can only give from a cup that's overflowing. And so if our needs are not being met, our emotional, physical, mental, spiritual needs, if we're not meeting our own needs, how can we do anything for anyone else? The next thing they say is that low self-esteem and the belief that we're not really important. Now, not everybody has this issue, but it is a fairly common challenge that a lot of people have, that this lack of self-esteem. We're not good enough. We don't feel like we're good enough. We haven't accomplished enough. We haven't done enough. There are all kinds of things that make us feel like, you know, we're just not worth it. Another thing they point out in the article of what sort of keeps us from taking responsibility are these sort of misinformed beliefs that we might have gotten from our religious upbringing, from our society, or from our family upbringing, that, you know, we don't have control over life and life just happens to us and God decides, you know, everything, and you just have to have faith and you turn over everything to God. And you know, when I hear that and when that kind of idea is brought up to me, I keep thinking of this, I think it was a cartoon or it's just this joke, you know, this man who is walking along this path and he stumbles and falls and he falls over the side of a cliff and he grabs onto this branch and he's hanging there and he's like saying, God, God, save me, save me. And some men are walking by and they go, oh my God, do you need help? Do you need help? Here's a rope. Here's a rope. Here, grab the rope, climb up. And he goes, no, it's okay. God is going to save me. God is going to save me. And they like look at them bewildered and they walk away. And then a helicopter is flying by and it sees the guy there and it drops down a ladder and says, here, you know, grab the ladder, come up, we'll save you. And he's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. God will save me. God will save me. And then I forget what the third thing is. The third thing happens. He says, no, God will save me. And then eventually the branch breaks and the man falls down and dies and he's up in heaven. And he's like, God, why didn't you save me? He goes, what are you talking about? I sent you a rope. I sent you a helicopter. I sent you this other thing. Why didn't you use any of the things I sent you? And that kind of attitude is what I feel is the danger in like turning everything over to God. It's like, how do you know God isn't acting all around you? That all these opportunities and purposes that are lying right before you are not God putting things exactly in your path for you to take advantage of. So it doesn't matter whether there's a God or there's not a God. I don't care what you believe in. If you believe in a God, great. If you don't, fine. It doesn't matter to me. But regardless of whether a God exists or not, that does not take away our personal responsibility. It does not absolve us from being responsible for our own actions. And anybody who believes in free will, hey, you know, free will may be free, but it comes with a lot of responsibility. And that's the responsibility we take for each and every action that we decide upon. Okay. Time for us to take another break. I hope you're finding this helpful. I hope this is making sense for you. I got one more kind of reason why we don't take responsibility, and then we'll get into what we can do about it. So, of course, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm your conscious consultant. Of course, we're going to get there. So please stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the last of why not and then what we can do. And of course, whatever questions you post, whatever ideas you have, please send them to me, post them to the Facebook Live. We'll get to them. And thank you for listening. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And as a big favor, if you're enjoying the show, if you like the guests that I usually have on, no guests this week, please don't keep us a secret. Spread the word. Get the word out there. Tell people about us. Share the video if you're watching on Facebook or other channels. Share the podcast if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher or Spotify. Wherever you are finding us, please help us get the word out there. Hopefully what I'm talk about resonates with you, and what we're discussing today of personal responsibility, you find some value in it. I always like the topics we talk about. And the next couple of weeks, I actually have some great guests coming up. Next week, Ken Foster, fellow Talk Radio NYC host, whose show follows mine, Voices of Courage. He'll be coming on my show next week, followed by Stephen James Proproa, who created a book and a film called Perception, Seeing is Not Believing. That should be a really good one. And then after that, I don't know. We'll see what next month brings us. But you know I have some great people. And actually, I have someone in May that I really, really love who is going to be coming on the show. So you want to definitely stay tuned. And if you have not yet signed up for either the Talk Radio newsletter or the Conscious Consultant newsletter, please go to the websites, www.talkradio.nyc, and click on the Join the Tribe, sign up for the newsletter. And if you want to join my Personal Conscious Consultant newsletter, please go to The Conscious Consultant, all one word, and sign up for my own personal newsletter there. So the two different ones, one's for the station overall and one's for mine in general. Okay, so we're talking about personal responsibility. And first, we're talking about common reasons why we don't take personal responsibility, right? We have to start there. Oh, and Sanaya gives us a comment on Facebook. She says, I think some people find validation in helping other people and don't take responsibility for their own issues because it's easier to feel worthy assisting others. It's harder to see the success in helping themselves. Ooh, very good point, Sanaya. I like that. Yes, and that actually leads to sort of the last point of why this happens, which is around habits that we've formed as children that we haven't worked through or let go of as adults, like taking care of parents or siblings or friends as a way of maintaining harmony in relationships. And, you know, if you've grown up in a dysfunctional family, you know, maybe one parent was alcoholic or abusive, we can learn to you know, put all of our own needs to the side so that we just keep the peace. And that's a very real thing because when you're a child, if your parents are screaming and fighting and punching each other, you know, all you want there to do is to just be peace. You just don't want anyone to get hurt. You know, it's scary. It's terrifying as a little child. And so we can learn these habits and these ways of being that says, okay, I have to take care of everyone else. I have to do what they need so that they stay calm and not worry about myself and put myself on the side. So yeah, sometimes it is easier helping other people with their things, with their challenges. And many, many healers I know fall into that. I do myself. Hey, look, I think we all do. Anybody who's in the helping profession, unless you've really done a lot of deep personal work and you've worked through a lot of your issues, there's always that little bit of, oh, well, if I focus on their problems, my problems don't seem so bad. And then it's easier to help somebody else than to help ourselves. And that's absolutely true. I mean, I do it myself. I love helping people. I love supporting people in you know, facing their challenges and helping them get past whatever challenges they are. That's why I became the conscious consultant. That's why I do energy healing work. That's why I do coaching and mentoring work. That's why I love this transformational work and seeing people go from feeling disempowered to being empowered. And that ultimately is what I wish for everybody, is to feel more empowered in their lives. And that's why I'm talking about personal responsibility today, because that's the root of feeling empowered. Because when we take responsibility for all of our actions, for all of our ways of being, then there's no reason not to feel empowered. Because when we come to that understanding that it's all up to us, whether we choose to eat that candy bar or not is up to us. Whether we choose to have that cupcake or not is up to us. Whether we choose to get up a few minutes early and exercise or not is up to us. Whether we choose to take some time out during some part of our day, I don't care, morning, afternoon, evening, night, to just sit and meditate and be with ourselves, it's all up to us. And this time of being quarantined, of being home. Now, look, if you're a parent and you have young children around, I know that's going to take most of your time and energy. Or if you're having to pivot your business and go completely virtual now for something that was totally unvirtual before, and you're scrambling just to get everything together and do your marketing to get clients, hey, look, I am there. I am with you. And still, how we choose to show up in each and every moment is our choice, is our responsibility. Does not mean we don't feel tired sometimes. Of course we do. It does not mean that sometimes these challenges feel overwhelming. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have to admit, there are a couple of days this week and even last week where things felt hopeless to me. Where everything felt so big and so out of my control, and looking back over things that I've been working on for years that just haven't been working, haven't been coming to fruition, it does feel disempowering. It does feel difficult, and it does feel, you know, hopeless sometimes and helpless. And when we're present to that, it's a choice. And when we take responsibility for those feelings and say, hey, look, this is how I feel right now. What is it? Why is it? Where is it coming from? Where is that sense of not feeling good enough? Why don't I feel good enough? Why don't I feel like just a blessing on this earth, that I deserve all the good things? Why do I feel like I have to try so hard and work so hard and keep so busy in order to feel like I have value in this world? What is that that causes that to be? You know, that's where the deep work is. It's not always easy to ask those questions. It's not always easy to face those answers. But now we have no excuse, because a lot of those, for many of us, not for all of us, but for many of us, those external distractions are put by the wayside now. And whether you're alone or with a loved one or with a family, still there are moments where it's just us, where we can't get past the fact that we're here with ourselves. So, what do we do about it? How do we cultivate more personal responsibility? Well, it starts with just a very simple realization. Now, that's up here in the head, the realization that the only person who we're truly responsible for is ourselves. That we really can't take responsibility for anyone else because we can't control them. We can't force them to do anything. They're not our responsibility. It's all our responsibility. We are all our responsibility. We can't do anything for anybody else. They have to do it for themselves. Sanaya says she does breathing exercises that give her a lot of calm, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes. It helps her to refocus. Yes, absolutely. The breath, which is a wonderful thing, because you see, when we use our breath, we come back to center. We come back, in a way, to spirit. They say all of spirit is in the breath. So, you know, there's mind, there's heart, there's body, and there's spirit. And breath is spirit. Mind is fire, right? So it's the realizations, the understandings. And then there's body. And that's doing, that's the physical action. And maybe for you, maybe for me, maybe for you, maybe for all of us, it's about exercising more in place, right where we are. We don't need to go to a gym to exercise. We don't need fancy equipment to exercise. There's lots of calisthenics. There are tons of exercise videos on YouTube. There are free apps you can get. I just downloaded an app on my phone. Haven't started using it yet, but I did look at it. But yeah, there are lots of support for getting physical exercise where you are right here, right now. And maybe you can make it fun. Hey, if you have little kids, do the exercise with your kids or your partner. You know, find ways of making it more fun, lighter, more joyful. And that gets the heart involved. So always, 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 it comes back to these four elements: the heart, the mind, the body, and the spirit. So we're starting off with just the first one, which is realizing that we're the only person we can be responsible for. And then I say, let's do some physical action, get the body involved with that to show that's so. Okay, it's time to take my last break. I've got a couple of more points I'm going to cover. And if anybody else has any comments or questions through the Facebook Live, please post. And let me know. And even if after, if you're listening to the recording and I'm no longer live, then please feel free to reach out, email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. And I'll answer you. I'll answer you in next week's show. Maybe I'll email you back. I don't know. I'll see. It depends on the question, because if it's a really good question that I think is worth sharing, I'll share it with everybody. So thank you for sticking with me this time. We've just one more short break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap this all up. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been talking all this hour about this whole concept of personal responsibility and how we really can't avoid it at this time. We really can't, because it's in our face, because there's nobody, we're not going anywhere. We're staying home. I mean, maybe you're going grocery shopping now and then, but you know, we're pretty much spending more time with ourselves than we've ever spent before. And that's a good thing. All right, it can be challenging, it can be a little difficult, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And so we talked about last segment about what do we do about this avoiding self-responsibility and some of the things we can do. So the first is realizing that we are the only person that we're truly responsible for. The second is by really doing some self-examination and looking at how are we bypassing our responsibilities to ourselves? You know, where are we coming up with excuses? Where are we blaming other people? Where are we not really showing up as fully as we could be? Right? I mean, because we got to look at the truth of where we are and what we're doing and where we're at in order to be able to change it, right? It's kind of like if we don't recognize, like, hey, I can be exercising more, I can be eating less, I can be doing more things or less things, you know, I can be meditating more, whatever it is. We have to identify it first in order to be able to do something about it. And then another way that we can cultivate more of the self-responsibility is to learn to let go of our need to take care of others, to baby others. Look, we're not responsible for anybody else. Now, I know that if you're with someone, certain personality types make it very difficult to put our own needs and make our own needs important, like everything is all about them. But ultimately, the only way they can make everything all about them is if we let them. And if we say, hey, what about me? Like, hey, I have needs. Hey, I need to take care of myself. I understand you have needs, but what about me? And we stop making everything about them and we start making things about ourselves. You know, that's the first step. Then what are they going to say? No, you don't have needs? Of course we have needs. Everyone has needs. Now, if you're home and you're alone, and actually I saw a statistic the other day that really surprised me, that like half of the people who live in Manhattan actually live by themselves, which is actually a pretty huge number. Now, this is just Manhattan. They weren't talking about, you know, all of New York City, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. But if you're one of those people and you're completely by yourself, hey, there is now no excuse. There's nobody to distract you. I mean, yes, you might be getting phone calls from relatives, but really we're here with ourselves. So if you're alone and you're here with yourself, you really, at this point, it's so obvious to ourselves. I mean, look, how long have we been in lockdown now? It's like 3, 4, almost 5 weeks. We know. We know what we're doing. We know what we're not doing. We know where we could take a little more responsibility. We know where we can treat ourselves a little better. And we know where we're not treating ourselves so good. We know. We just have to be honest with ourselves. And being honest with ourselves does not mean we're not compassionate. Being honest with ourselves does not mean that we're not being loving to ourselves. You know, I listen to Matt Kahn as much as I can. I love his heart-centered teachings. And when we come to that place where we recognize that we're not being as good to ourselves as we could be, we need to love that place. We need to honor that place and say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. I got your back. It's okay to be human. It's okay that we're not perfect. None of us is perfect. And just being okay with the fact that we're human beings, you know, that takes a huge weight off our shoulders. And somehow, at least for me, that makes it a little bit easier to take on a little more personal responsibility. Because then when I fall down, when I make a mistake, when I catch myself not taking as much responsibility as I could, it's like, oh, there's Sam being human again. Okay, thank you for noticing it. Thank you for paying attention to it. Now let's work at being better at it. Taking personal responsibility does not mean we're beating ourselves up more. It does not mean we're being harder on ourselves. It does not mean we're being more difficult on ourselves. It simply means that whether we decide to do something or not do something, we're doing it from a conscious, purposeful, intentional place. Hey, look, I've been binge-watch TV. You know, there are times when I've had a long day or I'm just tired and I just don't want to think about anything anymore, and I'll go to Netflix or I'll go to Hulu and I'll just find something that I can mindlessly watch. You know, do I do it all day, every day? No. But do I do it sometimes? Sure. And I recognize it and I'm like, okay, look, I just want to forget about the world. I just want to watch some fantasy, some science fiction. I just want something to kind of take me away from where I am so I don't have to pay attention to it. Hey, we all need a break. It's okay. And when we do it with more intention. Like, I'm just doing this to relax for this amount of time because I can at this moment. And I know tomorrow I'm going to be doing all this work. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to breathe more. I'm going to meditate. But for now, I just want to take this break. That's okay. And look, hey, if you feel like, oh, you know, I could have done something better. I could have, you know, eaten healthier. Oh, I really shouldn't have eaten as much carbs as I ate before, as I eat. It's okay. It's okay as long as we recognize it and we say, hey, look, I know this may not be the best thing for me right now, but it's just going to make me feel a little bit better. I understand it's a short-term solution, not a long-term solution, but just for this moment, I'm going to do it. And after I do it, I'm going to work harder at being better. Now, look, this does not mean we get a pass on everything. This does not mean like we can just let everything go. No, I'm talking about small, very specific, very purposeful, very mindful in a way, even if it's a mindless activity. But before going into it, being very mindful about what we're about to do. Because we all need a break. Come on, we're human beings. It's okay to fall down once in a while. It's okay to just say, I feel like shit right now, and I just want to chill and not do anything and not pay attention to anything. We do it so that we feel better, so that we can come back the next day, we can come back afterwards more renewed, more ready to face things, stronger, more able to really come forward and really bring our best selves the next day. And hey, look, if you're one of those people, very self-disciplined, very purposeful, really full of intention, you do everything right, God bless you. That's wonderful. That's amazing. I wish you all the best in the world. But I know the reality because I know myself. And I know most people are not that way. And I feel that we can just be a little bit easier with ourselves and not make taking responsibility for our actions such a heavy, serious thing. It doesn't have to be a heavy, serious thing. It can just be the way we decide to live. Again, it's all about the meaning we make around things. It's all about the stories we generate around it. And if we say, hey, you know what? Taking responsibility makes me feel so good. It's such a joyful act. I feel so much better when I'm taking responsibility for myself. Hey, that sometimes that just, you know, can make the whole thing feel a little bit better. Ooh, Sanaya says, starting now to be more intentional with our personal me time. Yes. Sometimes, falling down a little, we notice the beauty of the pebbles on the ground. Uh-huh. Thank you, Sanaya. Beautiful. And Patty, just listening to you, Sam, makes me feel better. Thank you, Patty. I so appreciate that. I really do. Because, you know, I do this week after week consistently for you, for my tribe. You know, I don't make any money out of this. This is just my time. This is my giving back to my tribe, to people out there. This is my way of showing support to all of you. So I ask, please, that if this resonates with you, if you do get something out of this, when you let me know, that feels so good to me. I mean, I'll do it anyway, but letting me know and giving me feedback is great. Sharing it with your friends, sharing it with others is wonderful. And yeah, if you have any ideas, if, you know, I have plenty of shows coming up that's going to be just me and you. I usually do one a month, not always, but usually. So if you have topics or ideas that you want me to discuss or you would love to get some insight on, please send them my way. More than happy to just email me at Sam. Here's the easy email address. If the conscious consultant's too difficult to spell, it's sam@talkradio.nyc. Okay? I'm giving you that one. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I love my tribe. Coming up next, it's Ken Foster with his show, Voices of Courage, right here on talkradio.nyc. Please stay healthy, stay safe, have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next week.